How it operated on the other boys in afterlife, I cannot say, but the effect on me was decidedly unwholesome, discouraging indeed, until I was old enough to judge for myself and to carry into operation a system of my own. On coming to the passage, "Be ready, gods, with all your thunderbolts, dash him to pieces," the elder of the boys gave it after the following fashion. "Be ready, gods, with all your thunderbolts, dash him in pieces." Bringing his right fist down into his left palm with all his strength, and his lifted foot upon the platform, which was built like a sounding board, so that the master himself, who had suggested the action and obliged the poor boy to rehearse it over and over again, appeared to be utterly carried away by the magnificent demonstration, while to me, so deficient was I in rhetorical taste, it sounded like a crash of broken crockery intermingled with chicken peeps. I never got over it, and to this day cannot endure stamping, nor even tapping of the foot, nor clapping the hands together, nor thumping the table for illustration, having an idea that such noises are not oratory, and that untranslatable sounds are not language.